from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, just talking about geographic tongue. It's a thing, and some of our listeners of Texas Show said, my God, I have that. Looking at their tongue. If you're just not joining us, I'll explain it in a second. But I want to remind everybody about our Heidi and Frank Morongo Midday Getaway. It is coming up. It's going to be a happy hour on Thursday, the 25th of this month, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., then the live broadcast the next day. And we're not doing the morning show. We're doing the midday. That's why it's called Midday Getaway. We're doing 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, the 26th of this month, so everyone can sleep in after our happy hour party and, you know, having so much fun at Morongo. Who wants to go bed early at Morongo? You don't. Yeah, happy hour, and the broadcast will be at Sideline Bar. That's where we did it last year. It's a great setup for it. So come out and join us for our Heidi and Frank Morongo Midday Getaway. Book your rooms right now, MorongoCasinoResort.com. And 10 lucky winners who are there attending the show will be chosen at random to do a $500 chip on blackjack. Just giving $500 and see if you can win more. See if you can double it up. Maybe double it in half if you get a blackjack. Who knows? Yeah, Morongo's celebrating 20 years, 20th anniversary, and we're celebrating our 25th anniversary. So we're going to be out there having a good time. So we want to see you out there. Book your room, MorongoCasinoResort.com, for the 25th and 26th of this month. Yeah, geographic tongues. If you stick your tongue out and look in the mirror, it looks like a map where there's spaces on your tongue that look like land masses and parts that look like they could be the sea. You read the sea in your tongue?
So, a few times, Frank. Yeah, yes.
When you're talking about where's your geographic tongue been, it's like, my tongue's been around. That's how we got on the whole, like, okay, mm-hmm. Name places where your geographic tongue has been. Mm-hmm. Heidi said the Grand Tetons. I said Lake Titicaca. Renee said Mount Sac, which is weird, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. Listen, judgment-free zone. It's fine. Whatever you're into.
Fly. Bacon. It's been across the at least seven seas.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, not mine. No, I haven't been.
No?
No.
Oh,
no.
My God.
No.
Call me a gentleman. I've been around the world, baby, with that. I've been to Mariana's Trench.
You know I don't get out that much. I don't like to travel.
I've been to the Virgin River Gorge.
Oh my God.
I've been to Black Butte. Actually, those are actually texts coming in. Thank you, everybody. Richard for the Virgin River Gorge, 626. And who else? Mariana's Trench was 714. 714 is also 561. Grand Canyon, duh. No one said Grand Canyon. So that's why I turned to you, the audience.
Well, I've not slept with Johnny's mom, so I don't know. I'm not sure what that's like. I can't speak to it. To it.
Well, she doesn't live in the country. Twin Peaks. There you go. See, some people are playing.
There we go.
But speaking of tasty treats on your tongue, Burger King is bringing back Cinnaminis for a limited time.
Why do Cinnaminis go away?
Maybe it was a contract with Cinnamini Buns. They're like Cinnabons, right? Aren't those just Cinnaminis or Cinnamini Bons?
Let's take a look.
Cinnabons?
Their own brand.
Or that, like a partnership?
Don't they have Cinnaminis at the Cinnabon place? And so they kind of did, like, let's get together, collaborate for 6 months or whatever, and then we'll bring them back every now and then. It'll be a special thing. I don't know.
I guess that's why.
Are they even related? Cinnaminis and Cinnabons?
I don't think so.
Are they just,
it doesn't look like
the
it.
The cinnamon rolls.
It's their own.
They're just, oh my God. Yeah. Why would they ever go away then? I thought it was like, yeah. No. Legally, the contract.
Because I don't think there's iced, like Cinnabon, it's ice, but Cinnaminis, they're
iced.
They are iced.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was just like cinnamon.
Never had
sugar,
them.
Little sugar, cinnamon
me
sugar.
Bite-sized cinnamon rolls.
We'll have to get some. Only with someone would send them. Bite-sized cinnamon rolls. Oh my God.
Looks like the icing comes in one of those packets on the side, so it's not like you get them, you know.
Oh, you ice it yourself.
Pre-iced, yeah. You ice it yourself.
Oh, I think who has time for that?
I think Johnny's familiar with
ice. It's probably the only way no one had time to ice it themselves. We're that lazy, fat and lazy. It's like, I want it iced.
You go through the drive-thru. Could I get mine pre-iced, please?
Just pour it in my mouth.
Yeah.
The four-pack for the 8:40 hour Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Like I said, it's going to be at 8:40. I'll give you your cue to call. So we're about 32 minutes away from that to experience Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights and enter a world of relentless terror. When you think about the most scared you've ever been.
Oh.
I mean, it's probably not because someone's chasing you with a chainsaw, you know, but when you felt that fear, what was happening at the time? And maybe it's something you would never even have in a haunted house, because it's like something else you experienced in life that just caused you such, you know, such fear that you peed your pants, or you, the panic, whatever happened.
I'm just thinking of the Heidi Hamilton haunted house would be like, you're waiting on a phone call from a doctor about a mass in your abdomen.
Yeah. You don't know it's a mass yet because you're waiting on the phone call.
Well, it's a mass. It's a something. It's something. They just don't.
Well,
don't
they've already called you if they told you it's a mass.
No, but you're waiting on the results of the mass to see if the mass is anything.
You know, I heard that they actually do like a biopsy on a mass. That's what releases it out into the system, and that's what gives it to you everywhere. That's why it spreads.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Whoa.
So, yeah. Right.
They better get all of it.
Yeah, you better get everything biopsied every time you go to the doctor. Just get all that stuff swirling around you like a big old sewer of cancer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's my haunted house, right? Great.
A big old sewer of cancer.
Waiting on the phone call from the doctor. Am I dying?
Well, yeah, I guess when you got something here. This doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's send it off to the lab in that week or whatever you're waiting for the lab results to come back. I don't know if I'm going to be like,
well,
like,
you're not. Like I am. You're not.
But that's I wouldn't have gone to the doctor. I guess I have a doctor's appointment today. My wife.
You guess you do?
My wife made me a doctor's appointment. She's like, yeah, it's going to be 3:00. You got to go to the doctor. You know, like, I made you an appointment because I guess we got rid of another doctor. And so we're going, I mean, this is because we moved.
This is like an annual physical, or?
I guess. It's kind of like getting to know you.
Yeah, baseline.
Bend over,
yeah.
This is my finger. Oh. No, I don't know.
Congratulations.
I don't know if I'm getting the finger today.
Oh. Wait, don't you have something on your arm that you were concerned about?
This little patch where I'm turning to stone. Yeah, I probably should ask him about that.
Well, yeah, ask him about that. Make some notes so that you don't forget about that today.
Otherwise, epitome of health. Oh, I don't know. I think it's getting though. You probably just take my blood pressure. You know, ask me questions.
Blood work.
Go get my blood work done. Yeah. See if my PSA is high, so I can check my prostate that way before they stick a finger in me.
Mm-hmm. White blood cell.
If it's fine, they won't check. But if it's the numbers are one way or another, then they'll. Be
it's
like,
fine.
Yeah.
I'm telling Doc, it's fine. But yeah, 818-955-2955. When you had the most scared you've ever been. Mine was when I was at the mall and I was with my son, and he was probably 3, maybe. And we're at Abercrombie and Fitch. And I turn around and he's nowhere to be found.
I can't
hear. Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Hey, you know, hey, Bat, where are you? I'm looking around the store, you know, over here. It's like, okay, I just turned around for a second. He's got to be here someplace. I'm like, this can't be in the back of the store. And not the back, not the front. And then that's when it's like, just, oh my God.
I can't even.
And I run out, like, out of the store. I'm into the mall now. I'm like, looking, like, do I see him being led away by his little arm by somebody? And I don't see anything, so I go back into the store. I'm heading up to like the counter chick, cashier.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, have you seen a little boy walking around here? What? A little boy, like so high, you know, have you seen him?
Looks like me, but short.
And he was like in one of them racks, one of them flannel racks. Got inside one of them, and I remembered, like, I did that same thing to my mother when we were like shopping. Mm-hmm. And I got inside one of those clothes, circular clothes racks, and I was hiding in there, and I was like, look at her, she's looking for me. I thought this is the best hiding place ever, and then I was like,
karma.
She's, and then her, you know, being terrified. And I got my ass beat that day.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled me out of that rag. Don't you ever...
Out of love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, when you spank your kid out of love. Like, don't you run out on the street. You could have been killed. I'll kill you. If you could have been killed, I'd have killed you again.
Yeah.
Don't you ever do that. I mean, just that...
The panic,
that sickness.
Even.
helpless sickness.
Oh God!
But I did, you know, he was there. You know, I was like, where would you? I didn't spank him or nothing like that. But I was just like, I was just so. And I was just me and him. Like, you know, mom wasn't there, sister wasn't there.
You have one job. Bring this kid back home.
One job. Bring him back home.
That's it. Oh my God!
Just the sweat, the panic, the complete
just diarrhea,
relentless terror that I went through. Like, that's not something you'd have in a haunted house. All right, we'll take your kid in the haunted house. You got to find him. They're somewhere in there, yeah. Or are they? Did we take him out the back?
That's the scariest stuff. Is the everyday stuff, like the stuff we're just talking about. That's the scariest.
So yeah, I mean, as far as like, did you lose your? Have you ever lost one of your kids, Johnny?
No, I keep an eye on. I pay attention because
you're acting like Frank didn't.
Well, no, but there's the time there were. You were after Adam Walsh, right? Or you raising your son was. After
oh yeah,
Adam
in the
Walsh.
80s, yeah, yeah.
But like, I feel like there was like a before and after Adam.
Well, who's Adam?
Adam Walsh. Remember the kid that was John Walsh's son?
I think he was like in a Sears store.
Yeah.
And he got taken.
And I think there's like a video out there of like that whole reenactment. And that's just terrifying. So if you're a parent and you watch that, like you keep your eye. I don't let them out of my sight.
And then you got two of them. I mean, Frank only had one at the time, but then you got two going in different directions.
No, then I just don't take them out. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Your wife will let you. You keep them at home.
We're staying at home.
Heidi's afraid of the world, and so she'll stay at home because nothing can happen there.
Yeah.
That's her space where she feels like she can, her sense of control is that place behind those walls. Nothing can possibly go wrong.
Yeah.
Even though I know that it can.
Yeah, it can. But
watch out for those Christmas lights.
It gives you comfort. Having the wall around you, nothing can get in and get me.
It is a terrifying moment. But I got to say, when I was at a club one time, and I'm hanging out by the DJ booth, and then
that would be terrifying
of a sudden, gunshots. You just hear gunshots just going off. Pop, 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 pop. And I remember just diving below the DJ booth and just curling up and just waiting until the sound stopped because I didn't know what was going on. And it was just two people can't get along with each other.
Shooting each other.
Yep.
Oh, my God, Johnny.
Yep. But it was terrifying because
did you ever go back to that club?
Stop.
Or you're like, you know what? I'm never going back there again.
I did go back.
Wow.
Yeah. I knew the owners. We were, I was working there.
I
was working there. Doing a radio station thing. We were doing club nights.
An appearance?
Club nights. So kind of had to go back eventually.
I used to do those. Yeah. What was the name of the place?
It was called Liquor Room.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Geographic tongue. Hmm.
Enter in the rear.
Yeah. Right next to Cooley's. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God.
We used to have two clubs right now. Yeah. Liquor Room right next to the, and then Cooley's.
Oh, that's funny.
Was the other place.
Or the Coolos.
Cooley's is a...
Yeah. In Italian.
But...
I can't imagine... in Australia, a toddler went missing for several hours. So mine was missing for probably what seemed like a long time. It was probably 2 minutes.
Yeah,
of me running around like my head, like a chicken with my head off.
Mm-hmm.
But a child went missing for several hours from a child care center. I can't imagine this. Those 2 hours are just freaking out. After a grandfather took home the wrong child.
Close, are they?
Well, I mean, probably didn't have his glasses, and they're like, "Hey, well, you're not Billy. I guess I better take you back." Oh my God!
Oh God! Yeah, Grandpa's not allowed to pick the kid up from daycare anymore. You lost that.
I mean, talk about the range of relentless terror to relentless joy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just dropping to your knees and thanking every morsel of your existence.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Melissa.
Good morning.
Sleep it again, Jordan.
How are
wake
you?
Up.
I'm here.
Melissa, you said your kids ran away?
Yes, they did. The story started was we were in the Hollywood and Highland, and Chucky was behind me, and he wanted to, put his knife against my neck, playing around. I didn't know my kids were watching. So then we had went up on the tram and we went to the Universal City Walk, and then I had to wait into the store with my daughter, and my husband and my father-in-law was supposed to watch my nephew and my daughter, 1 and 3 at the time. He comes in, he goes, "Where's Corey?" And I'm like, "Corey, she's with you."
Oh, my God.
And he goes, no, they're not here. They're not here. So 10 minutes went by, and we could not find them. You know, for City Walk, that's, like, huge.
Yeah.
1- and 3-year-olds, and we were like, where are they? Where are they? So a security guard was walking up with them. And finally, they came up to me, and they're, are they yours? And I said, yes. Corey, my nephew's 3, he said, well, Chucky was after you, so we wanted to run away.
Yeah, maybe don't take a 1- and 3-year-old to the Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, that's
not the best plan.
Get grandma to babysit.
Melissa, yeah. Like, let them stay with grandma, watch Blue's Clues or something. Bluey.
It was 16 years ago, so.
Oh, my God.
16 years ago. Luckily, yeah. Chucky and a guy with a chainsaw found them and walked them all walked them back home. So now they fear nothing. Haunted houses. They gave them candy and treats and sweet tea.
That was
thank you, Melissa.
Terrifying.
Oh, my God.
What is worse than what? Where's the kid? The kid's with you. Oh my God.
Yeah, where'd you find your kid? Just like playing hide and seek. Like we've been playing hide and seek in the house. I mean, you played hide and seek, but then nobody went and found you. You actually had to come back out.
Yeah, that was a problem. I was a hider, and then I'd hear people talking, and then they weren't even really concerned about me. I'm like, their child is gone behind a sofa in the living room, thinking they're not even freaking out.
But maybe is your kid's sense of time? It wasn't that long, and they knew you were there. She thinks she's hiding. Wonder where Huddy is.
I would have loved to have heard that.
Oh, nobody even acted like
I would have
missing.
Loved to have heard. I wonder where Heidi is. They just went on with, do you another drink?
Oh, she's probably outside. No.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Yeah,
no,
nothing.
Do we ever worry about her getting kidnapped? They bring her back anyway.
66. My son decided to play hide and seek without telling us. We were unloading groceries, and then we realized we couldn't see him, so we were running up and down the street frantically screaming his name. I got in my car and started driving around to see if he was just walking somewhere. Eventually, we called the cops. And that's when he decided to come out of the box he was hiding in the garage.
Oh, my, I don't know.
Luckily,
how you
the
do
cop was nice and laughed about it. Yeah.
I don't know how parents do it. I really don't. I'd be.
Yeah, there's a story in the news recently mental. Where a kid woke up before the parents got out of bed in the morning. And then he walked, because they lived relatively close, I guess, to a Chick-fil-A. And he's 5 years old. He walked to a Chick-fil-A for breakfast by himself. And Chick-fil-A obviously called the cops and said, hey, there's a little kid here, and they gave him, you know, breakfast. I don't think he's carrying cash or a credit card, but they fed him, and then the cops showed up, and he's like, well, hey, buddy, you know, what are you doing here? I can't get breakfast. You gonna arrest me? He's like, no, I'm not gonna arrest you. They're like, but where do you live? And so he got him in the car, and he showed him, like, where he lives, took him home, and ding dong, parents are still in bed.
Can you imagine the cops are at your front door with your child?
It's like, hey, yeah, we found your son here down at Chick-fil-A. No, I mean, you wake up and he's already gone and out of the house. You lock your door so your kids can't get out?
Yeah, I mean, I lock the doors, yeah, but they can get out themselves.
John's like 10, almost 10.
Yeah, he can open up.
He knows how to open a door. Yeah, how do you sleep at night? How do you ever sleep at night? Truly sleep.
That's why you drink.
That's why it's the... Yeah.
It's called
being a parent
out.
Is the most wonderful version of hell that you'll ever
imagine.
Be in.
It is.
It's a beautiful hell.
Uh-huh.
It's really what it is.
God.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Yeah, beautiful hell.
Yep. Chase was a runner, and I was like...
He's a runner, he's a track star.
Hey!
All right, it's time to take a break. All right, let's take a quick break and come right back. We're out of here, Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.